Israeli forces have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, to disperse Palestinian protesters there. This comes ahead of discussions in the Israeli parliament later today on a plan to annex the holy site. Some reports suggest that at least 20 Palestinians have been injured and three others arrested in the crackdown. The Al-Aqsa compound is Islam's third holiest site after Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. In recent months, Israeli forces and settlers have stepped up their attacks on the mosque, leading to violent confrontations between the two sides. Back in 2000, a provocative visit by the site by former Israeli Premier Ariel Sharon triggered a second intifada or uprising, during which thousands of Palestinians were killed and injured. Our correspondent Hanna Qassi says the protesting Palestinians were staying in the mosque since Monday night to prevent settlers from erecting the Israeli flag inside the mosque compound.
This morning, numerous members of Israeli intelligence, as well as what is called the Israeli Special Forces, stormed the compound, and there have been over 20 injuries as a result of tear gas canisters and rubber-coated metal bullets shot at the Palestinians. But the confrontations are still ongoing, and these Palestinians will not leave the compound. And will not let any Israeli settler enter it. Analysts also are a little worried because a few decades ago, actually, Israeli settlers burned the Al-Aqsa Mosque from the inside. So that's a fear that Palestinians always have, that some extremist settler would go in there, burn the mosque itself, or maybe an Israeli settler will go in and kill Palestinian worshippers inside of the mosque, as what happened in the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron al-Khalil in 1994. So the analysts all a lot of politicians and analysts are calling for Palestinians to safeguard the Al-Aqsa compound, because right now several Israeli leaders made statements in recent weeks and months that there is no stability in the Arab governments surrounding Palestine, and that no Arab government will do anything if there is an attack on Al-Aqsa Mosque.